I didn't have a date this weekend. It was awful. I went into a lovely ice cream shop in the middle of Hyde Park and got slightly fatter for my Sunday evening. That was what I did. That was it. So I thought to myself, how do I improve on this situation? How can I get a date next year? How can I not be alone for another year? How can I make 2017 my year? My lovely Valentine's year. So I thought, why don't I go to someone who has an experience of dating me? And why don't I call my ex-girlfriend and ask her what happened? What did I do wrong? What can I improve on?
As my ex-girlfriend, if you could tell me what I did wrong, possibly, from your own experiences.
If I recall correctly, you broke my heart when I was just 16 years old, Dom. You just come out with, yeah, I'm not going to get you anything for Valentine's Day. And I just turned to you and I was like, oh. So I was like, oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, Valentine's Day is super overrated. I'm not bothered either. Meanwhile, I was like crying inside.
So that wasn't a good move.
This week, we heard the news that the infamous Kanye West was supposedly bankrupt. So I thought, do you know what? I'm going to help you out, Kanye. I'm going to go and call someone to try and help get you a loan. Who does everyone in Britain go to when they need a loan? It's obvious to me. You go to Wonga.
I'm not really sort of struggling per se. You know, I even get my daughter's furs and stuff like that. You know, I'm not doing too badly for money, but I need more money for my creative endeavours. I was wondering if you could sort of help me out.
So it's not a long-term loan. So if you take out, say, about £1,000.
Is there any chance to borrow more than £1,000?
No, the only amount that you can borrow for as a first-time customer, not on a short-term loan, is £400.
Right, okay. So it's not like I could borrow sort of 53 million.
No. Anything else I can assist you with?
I don't suppose you want to buy a rap album.
That was Kelly Clarkson with Heartbeat Song, and you're listening to Radio Air. My name is Dominic Moffat. It's just gone 1:45. I've got another song coming right up. It's one of my favourites, actually. I heard it first time when I was in a club in Leeds. I thought, you know, this sounds a bit like Bass Hunter, this. This is kind of like a noughties throwback, but it had this amazing kind of deep female voice over the top of it. And I thought, wow, who is this? It was actually the new Calvin Harris song. And it's got this amazing singer called Disciples that does the vocals over the top. It's this kind of deep, soulful voice. And do you know what? I'm just going to say it right now. If you love Bass Hunter, you love gospel, then you're going to absolutely love this track right now. It's been sat in the charts, you know, for quite a few weeks now, as Calvin Harris does. It's really great. Definitely want to check out. So yeah, this is Calvin Harris featuring Disciples. This is How Deep Is Your Love. You're listening to Radio Air. Stay tuned. My name's Dominic Moffat from Leeds Tune Radio, and I'm stood here with Max and Josh from U Minute 6. Guys, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, fantastic. In the words of Alan Partridge, splendid and tremendous.
Always good to start an interview with Alan Partridge.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
There you go.
So you guys are headlining Slam Dunk Festival today.
We are. It's true. You're not lying. Should be good. We did it in 2009 as headliners. And to be honest, I don't think we ever envisioned ourselves coming back and doing it.
Small thing about the cockpit, how do we feel about its closure?
Devastated. We did a thing called Independent Venue Week this year, yeah. You know, supporting local venues that we kind of grew up in as a band, because without them, we wouldn't be here today.